Hello everyone, it's Madge Weinstein. I'm a fat dyke and I'm here in New York. I'm in Brooklyn, staying with Griselda. She lives in the house of a mafioso, but fortunately, he also owns a pizza restaurant, and there's a never-ending supply of pizza in the refrigerator. But we got the kind with the no cheese, so that, what do you call, so that we can diet.
Mama never told me that I was adopted.
You're adopted.
Said I had a mother.
Adopted. Making pizza.
She said her name is
Penis Vagina. Oh. Mostly. Lips. 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 Lips.
Oop. She was nowhere. She's a dying lesbian. She fucking left you, you stupid little bastard. I'm your real mother.
Clitoris. Mostly, twice. Clitoris Jackson. I think I have mental illness. I don't know why I just said Clitoris Jackson. Looking out Griselda's window, on one side I see some aluminum siding. Oh, let's look out the other side. I have a feeling I'm gonna see more. Actually, I know I am. All right, so here I am at the Griselda's house, looking around. It's funny because the first thing you see in her room is beside the Astroglide lubricant, is a bathroom scale. I'm going to get on it. It probably is all set up for her weight or something. Oh, you have to press power. That means you have to fucking bend over. Age. It has to know how old I am. Everything's a fucking invasion of privacy. Okay, how do you turn it on? Guest. I'm a guest. Age. This is for people that have endless tricks. You know what I mean? Tricks. Okay, set. Oh my God, 58. Ugh. I gotta, you know, it wants to know if I have a vagina or a penis. Vagina, my height. I say height. The fuck is this? Is that feet? 5 foot, I'm that. Never mind you. All right. Okay, here we go. Here we're gonna find it. Now keep in mind that I'm wearing a microphone. So you have to add about 20 pounds for the microphone. Hello? Well, okay. What does that number mean? 25% body fat. I don't think that's good. I think that's means a quarter of me is blubber. That's not good at all. Let me call Griselda real quick. I'm at her house, you know. Oh, I have messages? Oh, Griselda sent me a text message. Okay, call back. Let's see. She must have known I was weighing myself. Okay, let's find out what she says. She ring? Answer, we're ready. Come in. Hello? Call. I mean, you said hello. Hello? Christ. No one's killed.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Shishalden is not available. To page this person, press now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording...
Oh, all right, already.
One for more options.
What the fuck is that thing? Oh, hello, it's Madge. Listen, I was in your house and I weighed myself on that bathroom scale. I used the guest mode. And it says I have a 25% body fat. I want to know two things. What is mine supposed to be, and what is yours? I don't think I'm supposed to be a quarter fat. I really think it's the opposite. I think it's a quarter non-fat and 75% fat. Bye.
Message.
Wow. Weird, I pressed hang up and it kept talking to me. Like it's a psychic. Like it's, remember the Psychic Friends Network with that Dionne Warwick, or was it someone else? I think maybe it was somebody else. You thought you were gonna get away from this, didn't you?
Hello, this is Bailey.
Will you fuck my hole?
Hello, this is Bailey.
Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
I'm dead.
Well, this bitch, she walking around with weave hanging down to her pussy.
Hello, this is
she ain't getting
Bailey.
No dick.
How would you like me to handle face. Your balls?
Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis.
Oh, fuck. I always press shit wrong.
Hello, this is Mrs.
Bailey. Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
Hello, this is Mrs.
Bailey. I'm dead.
Well, this bitch.
I'm dead.
Well, this bitch.
I'm dead.
Hello, this is.
Will you fuck my hole? Can I touch it and put it?
Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis.
Okay, I keep fucking this up. Anyway, fat ass. Oh no, she's not fat anymore. That fucking bitch. God damn it. Ah, oh, hate her. So my weight has plateaued because I haven't been. But at least I haven't gained anything. But it's plateaued. Of course, I haven't made a big zooty. If I'd make, God, I hope she has a toilet plunger here. I also hope it's not gonna get cold because, you know, I don't have the warm clothes. I wasn't gonna travel with some fucked-up sweater all over the goddamn place. I mean, shirt, you know what I'm saying. You too. So Griselda got me a Go Fuck Yourself Starbucks cup for my birthday. It says go fuck yourself on it, and she said that they're required by law at the Starbucks to fill it up, even though it says go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself in purple. All right, so my insane films went a little down today, but the fucking server at home, every time I leave, now it's going down. It's misbehaving. Anybody want to buy it? It's broken. All right, the pizza's cooking. Listen, everyone, I need to get fisted. Oh, it's my phone. Huh? Hello? Oh, I'm doing my show. Let me pick
what?
I'm recording my show. I'd like to speak with Cheryl.
She's not available, sorry.
Why not? Where are you? Are you in New York yet?
Airport.
New York?
Yes.
I made it.
I know. Lantern has not so far.
Well, she called and she said her plane was late.
Uh-huh.
She went over the weight restriction.
I think so, just herself.
Uh-huh.
You know.
So.
No Lady Bunyan.
Yeah. What about, are you coming?
I thought that was at 2. That's what time Lantern gets in.
It's at 3.
We're not going to be able to make it by 3.
What hurts? I'm eating pizza. What do you... What say it? Now you're talking, baby. What? What you say? You're afraid to...
She just went to the bathroom. She was exploding.
You know what? I was just telling my audience somebody had diarrhea on my airplane yesterday, and he brought a empty plastic bag in the bathroom with him because he had he shit his pants, Cheryl.
No.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Cheryl.
She's in the bathroom.
Are you in the airplane?
No.
Well, what are you afraid of? Are you embarrassed to be seen with him? I was just listening to you and Lady Craptastic again. I hope I get to meet that. I got some black eyed peas for her and some mustard and turnip greens.
Right.
Do you think she'll like that?
Absolutely.
So do you have to sit there and wait for one turd?
Yeah.
Do you want me to check her flight?
I checked.
You checked?
Yeah, like 209.
209?
Yes.
209?
Yes. Like an hour. A little bit more than an hour.
She is a retarded whore.
I know, so there's no way that we're going to make it anywhere by 3. Maybe to where I'm staying, we'll make it by 3.
Oh my God. Well, it has.
Wherever I'm at, no.
Well, I'll see how late Bunny can do it, but listen, if she can, I'm getting my ass over there anyway, because I
she walks around looking like she needs surgery because she's probably pregnant with a boss. This
goddamn thing I paid fucking $40 for.
What?
I was talking with my mouth full.
Oh, it's not like body time.
Uh-huh. No, that is similar, yeah. No, because I had to change my flight to make it for this interview with the Lady Bunny. So that no longer fat bitch better get her ass. She better tell them, put the pedal to the metal.
All fucked up today because stupid college students.
Yeah, but she said there was a terrorist on her plane or something and they had to, like, get an assistant. That's happened to me before. It's such bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Orange alert.
It was a small airplane. She was too big. They broke the wing of the airplane when she got on.
Right.
And, you know.
Okay.
Happened. But I don't know. They let me know what the plan is. But
so you can't just take a cab.
Probably around 3.
You can't just take a cab down to Manhattan's.
What?
Can you just come to Manhattan's and meet me at Lady Bunster's house? And that way you can
substitute. I'm going to luggage, you stupid whore. She doesn't have like 3 bags, and I have a huge one, too.
3 bags? Why? You're here for a few days. What the fuck's wrong with you?
She does.
Why?
Me. She's fat. She needs fat.
Yeah, but I'm saying, forget wearing this. Leave.
Like a unitard.
What I'm saying, a leotard.
What?
She's bringing a leotard? You?
No, unitard.
Oh, I thought you meant you, because she said leotard.
No.
Listen,
no.
So, no, what I'm suggesting is if she's real late, why don't you ditch her and you come meet me and the Bunster down in the village? And when Fatso gets here, or Skinny
I would love to, but I have to hang out with her. I have my stuff too. I gotta get rid of all my stuff, you know?
Oh my God. This is a nightmare.
Stupid fucking bitch.
This is exactly what I was afraid of.
You know, if you would have come in today, you would not quite not have even gotten it today, so get fucked.
Oh, no, because I was supposed to come at night.
Exactly.
Honey.
Well, we'll be somewhere eventually, so why don't you call me, let me know what you're doing.
All right, put Cheryl back on. Cheryl, what's going on? When are you two going to come? Are you coming to Lady Bunny's also?
Probably like 4.
What?
4.
4 o'clock?
Probably.
I'm going to tell Bunny 5 then, if she can.
Okay.
If she can't change it, I'm just going to go over there and you'll have to get your fat asses over there when you can. Or yeah?
We have some dinner.
What is that expression the blacks say? You know what I mean? He who gets late. I don't know. There's got to be some colloquialism. All right, Cheryl.
Okay. Fuck
you. Go fuck yourself with a pitchfork. Now home. That was Cheryl. She sucks. Now I got to call Lady Bunny. Oh, this is terrible. At least it's not my fault. I'll ask if we can do it at 5. Okay. Fucking wind is late. Oh, how are we gonna do Lady Bunny? What is this? In Search of Good Pussy, Living Without Love. What the fuck is this? Oh, it's a book. She's so weird. Black Belt Sudoku, Suck Dicko. Oh my God. Just as there are those men who deny it, other black men boldly admit they do it. These men use the direct approach. Experience itself has taught them that women can enjoy oral sex too. And they are better, and they are betting that they can cut right through all their red tape and get right down to licking the jar. Many times this is true because a woman who feels cheap, if she just sleeps with a man, can somehow justify her actions if she believes that she is getting something too. No, she may not just let a man fuck her just to get his rocks off, but if she thinks she is going to get her rocks off too, then that's another story. Let's see. Experience has taught her too, this is in boldface and all caps. Experience has taught her too that the man who is willing to forget about his pride and eat her probably does want to please her, while the other man, you know, the one who won't, may just be interested in pleasing himself. Oh, that's interesting. Uh-huh. Well, I don't think that's right, at least with the homos, because I'm with the lesbos. Sorry, I'm eating. We're hungry, yep, no. Because when you chew it, oh, sorry, hold on. Okay. Okay, let's call Lady Bunny before I forget whatever I was talking about. But I think there's role playing that is perfectly healthy. And your mother smells. Okay. This is great. Okay. Let's see. Vagina bunny, bunny. Bunny, 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 bunny. Oh, it's under L for Lady Bunny. Lady Bunny. Lady Bunny, here we go. Hi, Bunny, it's Madge. Okay. I get nervous talking to her. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bunny, it's Madge. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm recording right now, I just have to tell you, just in case. Because I do my show in the morning when I masturbate my vagina. But Wanda called and she's running late. Can we do it any later in the afternoon?
I'm supposed to pick something up at 5 because I thought we'd be through by then.
Yeah.
And it's my last opportunity to get it because I leave town at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Well, what I can do is I can just meet you and then they'll just have to get there because I'm already here. Then they'll just have to get there.
Because I arranged it to be 5 so that I would be done with y'all at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can call him now and see if I could come up there earlier because he didn't sound like he had a lot to do.
Okay.
Today. He's just crushing up the coke.
And, oh, my God. You know, I told you I'm recording. You
know, I mean, my jewelry. The wig that I'm having made, yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the jewelry. Right.
Yeah. Well, we've crystalline diaphragm for you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I mean, the Swarovski crystals, not crystal meth.
Do you get it from the Jews with the suitcases and the hats?
What?
Do you get it from those Jews, you know, the Hasidics with the diamonds in the suitcase?
Yes, the kind where you just want to grab those tendrils.
Oh, yeah, they eat good
kind. Your head and just pull them right into your face and French kiss all that gefilte fish off of their breath.
I just strap those things around my waist and make them eat my cunt. That's what I do.
Matt, you are a gefilte fish.
True, and it is Pesach.
So let me call you,
okay.
And then I'll call you right back.
Thanks, bye.
Okay.
Oh my God, she's too much talking about cocaine. I'm sure she doesn't really use the coke. All right, let's see here. Okay. Yeah, I'm recording for a second. I thought I wasn't recording all of that. Let's see, 3430 is what I've gone. I'm going to sing a little bit of Annie, though. So maybe far away, or maybe real nearby. Yuck! Yuck! She's sitting playing with her gina. Winter heard wisdom is making us late, and she's a cunt. And maybe far away, or maybe relapsed by. She's sitting trolling her gina. She's sitting saying, I suck, cunt. And eat it too. I can't believe Lady Bunny called me a filtered fish. All right, gefilte, I call it filtered fish. Gefilte finchki. So, may, I'm going to see you later, but I'm going to leave singing. And maybe far away, all hidden by a prolapse, she's sitting playing her vagina. She's sitting on my face, girdle, and maybe fade out.
Maybe far away, or maybe real nearby. He may be pouring her coffee. She may be straightening his tie. Maybe in a house, all hidden by a hill. She's sitting playing piano. He's sitting paying a bill. Bet you they're young. Bet you they're smart. Bet they collect things like ashtrays and art. Bet you they're good. Why shouldn't they be? Their one mistake was giving up me. So maybe now it's time. And maybe when I wake, they'll be there calling me baby. Maybe.
Prolapse.